angle. C'est magnifique.
Welcome to another Totally Wired, with me, Brian Droid, for Radio Rectangle. We just heard Into the Valley from the Skids, and the Skids will be the featured artist from this show. But before that, let's go down to Manchester for some John Cooper Clarke.
Abuse him. He doesn't try. It doesn't pay to help him. He's somewhere else. Tell him you can't tell him. He's a fool to himself. What's in it for me? You know the kind. Always saying why. 2 weeks behind. He doesn't try.
Thank you.
So that was Jimmy Percy there with a track called Die in Disneyland from an album from 1983 called Revenge is Not the Password. What, Jimmy Percy, I hear you ask, the singer of Sham 69. Yes, and I believe he's still making music and art somewhere out there. So we opened the show with Into the Valley from the Skids from 1979, and the Skids are the featured artist from this show. They formed in 1977, so they were original punks from Dunfermline in Scotland. They supported The Clash. They did a Peel session. Here's another track from 1979 from their second album, Days in Europa. And this is a track called Working for the Yankee Dollar. Skids with Working for the Yankee Dollar from the album Days of Europa, which was produced by Bebop Deluxe guitarist Bill Nelson. So let's hear something from him. And this is from his album Sound on Sound by Bill Nelson's Red Noise. And this is a track called Out of Touch.
Eating holes in the back of my head.
That was The Damned with I Just Can't Be Happy Today from Machine Gun Etiquette in 1979 also. What a vintage year that was. Time for another track from our featured artist, The Skids. This was also taken from the album Days in Europa, was also a single. In a way, it sounds like Devo tackling OMD's Enola Gay. And this is called Charade, or Charade.
Thank you.
Now, first, there was the Southern Death Cult, then Death Cult, and then The Cult. Of the three, I think the middle one is my favourite. This is from 1983. It was called the Brothers Grimm EP. And this track is called Horse Nation. London band The Passions are best known for their song I'm in Love with a German Film Star from 1981. But a year earlier, they released their debut album called Michael and Miranda, which had a much spikier, more new wave sound. So from that album, this is The Passions with Suspicion.
Oh,
our featured artist on this show, is The Skids, the punk band who started in 1977, but by 1980 they were already on their third album, The Absolute Game. Now, despite an ever-changing lineup of band members, including Rusty Egan from Visage, the core members of flamboyant singer Richard Jobson and introvert lead guitarist Stuart Adamson remained the same. So from 1980's The Absolute Game, this was a single, and it's called Circus Games. Skids and Circus Games, a band who surely were the missing link between post-punk and the anthemic stadium rock of the early 80s, purveyed by bands like U2 and Simple Minds. Guitarist Adamson maybe saw the writing on the wall and quit the Skids soon after the band's third album to form his own band, Big Country. Scottish roots had been an element in Adamson's playing style during his tenure in the Skids, but with Big Country, he pushed this to the fore, even going so far as to emulate bagpipes with his guitar playing. His rousing anthems that evoke battlefield scenes soon led to gold record status and the stadiums that the Skids never managed to perform in, at least for a while. So this is Big Country, and their only US Top 40 hit in a big country. The Comsat Angels there with Be Brave from a 1981 Peel session. Thanks to Patrick Smith for reminding me of this underrated post-punk band. And before that, our last track from the Skids, this show's featured band. Skids singer Richard Jobson, like guitarist Stuart Adamson, also had his sights on bigger things. And after the band's demise in 1981, he formed The Armoury Show with Skids bassist Russell Webb and two ex-members of Magazine, drummer John Doyle and the mighty John McGough on guitar. It should have been amazing. But they failed to ignite the music world, and Jobson drifted into TV presenting and film directing. But judge for yourself here with their debut single from 1984, The Armoury Show with Castles in Spain. We'll be right back. So we come to the end of another Totally Wired, and we're going to finish things with Steve Albini's first band, Big Black, formed in 1981. But this is a track from the album from 1985 called Atomizer. It's referred to as the highest moment, the Light My Fire. This is a track called Kerosene. Hold on to your hats. I will see you next time. And remember, you don't have to be weird to be wired. This is Totally Wired. This is Big Black, and this is Kerosene.
Mais c'est pas facile de faire ça.